You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us right now, Terrapin Broadcast Network, color commentator Chris Nocke. Chris, good morning to you.
What's up, boys?
Good win, but I'm sorry, Chris. The coach in me does not like how you ended that game. You've got to end that game, continue to solidify yourself. You go from a 20-point lead to an 8-point win. You have two good things on that, Chris. Good thing is you got the win. Good thing is you still have something to coach coming out of that win. And coaches love to have that after wins.
Yeah, and I think that I'm going to respectfully disagree with you, Coach Long, and here's why. I just think that momentum is kind of a freaky thing, and I think you can look at it from both directions. You might think that the momentum was stilted a little bit by what they did in the last 4 minutes, but I think that Turge is trying to ride this wave a little bit. I think that he is willing to give them the latitude largely because it was their third game in 4 days. I think it was kind of natural. I mean, you never approve of it, and you never want to see it, but I think it was kind of natural. Up 21 with, 6 minutes to play or whatever it was, 6.5 minutes to play, mm-hmm. that the attention wanes a little bit. And then, Nebraska came down, kicked in a couple of threes. The game was never in doubt. And I guess it does allow Turge to have it both ways, where you celebrate a win and you're pissed because of, the details of the game. But I don't think it's as big a deal necessarily as maybe you do. But what is it? Great minds think alike, but idiots seldom differ. Something like that. But we see it a little bit differently. That's all.
I don't agree with either one of you. What does that make me? No, I'm kidding. Hey, Chris. So Lenardi had the Terps as one of the last four in before this win against Nebraska. It was after this weird back to back that they have after the first win. He said he had him as one of the first four in. If they get into the tournament, all things considered, is this a team that you feel like has enough leadership that can cause some problems? And I don't want to say make a run to the championship, but win a couple games?
Well, I mean, what we've seen this year is the way it's played out, Jeremy, is that it's all about matchups. It's all about kind of who you get in the tournament. And as long as you're not playing a guy, a Garza, Kofi Coburn, guys that – like that, with really accomplished centers, I think that they can certainly play with anybody. But right now they got some momentum going. This would be a really interesting matchup on Sunday, and I'll tell you why. If Rutgers does not have they don't have Garza, but they do have two long, defensive-minded centers who have had very good years defensively, and they really anchor the Rutgers defense. It changes a lot of Maryland shots around the basket the first time around. And it'll be kind of interesting to see the growth of this team against a really good Rutgers team that has had a strange year. They started off hot as hell. Then they kind of hit a lull in the middle of the year. Now all of a sudden they're playing very, very well again. So this is kind of an interesting barometer coming up here on Sunday.
Yeah, with Chris Nocke, kind of commentator, University of Maryland Terps. Chris, I just saw that the recruiting dead period is set to extend through May the 31st. I know with us in playing, on the private school sector, we've already planned, and what we've done is streamed out games to help out college coaches. But with that dead period going through May the 31st, how do you expect that to have an impact on recruiting for next year?
Oh, my God. I mean, it's huge. And I think that everybody expected this. This did not come as a surprise, and you probably aware of it too, Rob. I mean, this is I think this was the next logical step. But what it also means from a recruiting front is, seriously, and I'm not kidding here, you better bring that Zoom game. You know, I mean, really, mm-hmm. there's a lot of recruiting by Zoom. And that's how it used to be, that you sit in a parent in a recruit's living room with maybe a parent or two or whomever might be the interested party, AAU coach, whatever. Those are days gone by. Now it's all done via teleconference and Zoom. And I would think it would mean that kids would commit faster or more likely to commit faster. Now, you may find something different out there, but logic would tell me that they would probably commit because they're not going to be able to really play the long game where they drag it out, take all these multiple visits and things like that. It's just not going to happen like that anymore.
And Chris, to follow up on that question, let's forget about the Power Five schools, but the landscape as a whole, still with Division One, with seniors being able to come back next year for eligibility, do you think maybe the JUCO game comes into play with kids who are college eligible but no room to go because so many seniors are coming back?
Interesting you ask that, because I heard recently that all the prep schools that do the extra year, the prep year, are just completely booked up. No space at all because kids are seeking refuge, for that year. And I would guess you are correct. And I guess here's the other question about it. If you're going to ask the question about JUCOs and do they become a more attractive place to go, what about the kids who are graduating, getting their AA degree from a junior college this year and are looking to play college basketball? I mean, basically, there's no room for them. I mean, I don't know what they do. I don't know what the answer is for those guys, but if you're going to grant the extra year to these kids, which is done for all the right reasons, I think, but there are unintended consequences to that that will impact a lot of different schools, I think.
Hey, Chris, I'm always curious. You getting the chance to watch a ton of basketball. Who's the best player you saw this year?
This year? Garza's very good. He's a really good college player. I like three different players on Gonzaga. I mean, I haven't seen them in person, obviously. And I watch a lot of NBA. I got no life. I apologize. But
you sound like me, yeah, so it's not making me feel all that good. So.
Yeah, and in our league, in the Big Ten, I would say that you got to go with Garza. But I tell you who's had a really, really good year too is Ayo Dosunmu from Illinois. He's been out. He's been really, really good. They could easily. They're good enough to win it all. Illinois is. So there are a lot of good players out there. It's not one guy who's just you thinking that's Jordan or Jabbar or anything like that.
I think the Big Ten's loaded, so it's been a lot of fun watching Big Ten games this year, and the SEC and the Big 12. I mean, there's a lot of good teams, a lot of good players.
Yeah, it's the depth of the league is something we haven't seen in a long time. Obviously, they were great years when in the ACC, the early 2000s. But I don't know, after you got past the first four or five teams, I don't know that you had the depth that you're seeing in the Big Ten this year. It's been pretty impressive.
Chris Nockey, you've been pretty impressive as well. Thank you for your time, my friend. I know you need some rest.
All right, boys. Thanks. Great catching up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild.
Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.